Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Brake Lab style mid-bass system in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the jungle way, old-school DNB style, with session view as the playground and arrangement view as the final destination. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. We're not just making a bass loop, we're designing a bass performance system, something that can jam with chopped breaks, evolve over time, and then get recorded into a full tune structure with intro, drop, variation, breakdown, and all that good energy. This approach is perfect if you want a bassline that feels alive, not polished and flat. Alive, slightly dirty, moving, characterful, and ready to bounce off the snare pocket like it belongs in a 90s jungle set. So let's dive in. First, set your project up for drum and bass workflow. Keep the tempo somewhere around 160 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle feel, 162 to 168 is a sweet spot. If you're leaning more modern DNB, go a bit faster, around 172 to 174. Keep the time signature in 4/4, turn warp on for your break loops, and set global quantization to 1 bar, so your clip launches feel tight, but musical. Now build a simple track layout. You want at least a drums or break loop track, a sub-bass track, a mid-bass track, an Atmos or FX track, and maybe a risers and hits track. For this lesson, the real focus is the mid-bass track, but keep the break running the whole time so you can hear exactly how the bass interacts with the rhythm. That interaction is everything in jungle. Now let's build the bass sound itself. You can do this with Wavetable or Operator, both stock devices in Ableton. If you want a more classic Reese type vibe, Wavetable is a great place to start. Load up a saw wave on oscillator 1, and either a square or another saw on oscillator 2. Keep the unison fairly small, maybe 2 to 4 voices, with subtle detune. You want movement, not a giant washed-out pad. Open the filter fairly wide, but not all the way wide open, and give it a short envelope so the note has some punch and decay. If you want extra motion, map the Wavetable position or filter cutoff to an LFO or clip envelope later. If you prefer a more raw and edgy tone, Operator is brilliant. Use a simple FM-style patch, a sine or triangle as the carrier, then just enough modulation to bring out that gritty bite. You can also add a slight pitch envelope at the front of the note to make it hit harder. Then we'll shape it with distortion and EQ. Now let's put some stock effects behind the synth. Start with saturator. Put it in analog clip mode, add a few dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. That gives you harmonic thickness and a bit of attitude without instantly destroying the sound. Next, add auto filter. A low pass 24 mode is a strong starting point, or band pass if you want something more nasal and moving. Add a touch of resonance, then automate the cutoff or map it to an LFO. Short filter sweeps are very effective in jungle, because they create motion without crowding the drums. After that, try roar if you have it in Live 12. Roar is excellent for aggressive tonal shaping. If not, overdrive still works well. Keep the drive controlled. You want character, not mod. If you use overdrive, adjust the tone and frequency until the bass speaks in the mid-range where it needs to. Then use EQ8 to carve space. High pass any accidental low rumble below about 30 to 40 Hz. If the bass feels muddy, cut a little around 180 to 350 Hz. If you want more growl, a gentle lift somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. If the top gets too fizzy, tame it around 2.5 to 5 kHz. The goal is to make the bass cut through the break, not fight it. After that, add glue compressor or compressor for a bit of control. Don't smash it. Just let it hold the sound together, so the notes sit nicely against the break transients. If the bass feels too wide, use utility and pull the width down, especially in the low-mid range. Keeping the core of the bass mono-friendly is a big deal for club playback. Now comes the fun part, writing the bass in session view. This is where the workflow really opens up. Instead of building one static bass line, make a few short MIDI clips that each have a different job. Think in phrases, not just loops. Create at least 4 clips, one main groove, one answer phrase, one tension variation, and one filler turnaround. Start with the main groove. Keep it simple. Jungle and old-school DNB bass often works best when it's rhythmically sharp and harmonically minimal. Use notes from a minor scale. For example, if you're in D minor, try D, F, G, A, and C. You do not need a lot of notes. What matters more is where the notes land, how long they hold, and where you leave space. And here's a very important teacher note. Build around the snare pocket. Let the bass phrase leave room where the snare hits hardest. In old-school DNB, the bass often feels like it's bouncing off the drum accents. It's not just sitting on top of the break. It's dancing with it. So write some short notes, maybe some offbeat hits, maybe a little syncopation after the snare. Don't fill every 16th note. That's one of the fastest ways to lose the groove. Use velocity variation too. Even small changes in velocity can make the synth respond in a more organic way, especially if velocity is mapped to filter or amp. Now add clip envelopes. This is one of the real secrets to making the bass feel alive without overcomplicating the MIDI. In each session view clip, automate things like filter cutoff, resonance, saturation drive, wave-eatable position, or device on and off. You can start a clip with the filter slightly closed, then open it as the phrase moves forward. Maybe let the resonance peak right at the end of the bar for a little tension. That kind of motion makes a simple bass line feel like it's developing in real time. Now create your variation clips. This is where you get that jungle response energy. Add a pickup note before the snare. Try an octave jump. Add a small chromatic passing note. Make one clip answer another clip every 2 or 4 bars. You can even use pitch for quick octave shifts, arpeggiator for tiny stutter fills, or note length for more controlled gate-style rhythms. Keep it tasteful. The point is movement, not chaos. If you want more authenticity, resample the bass. Print a dirty version of the patch to audio, then chop it up. Reverse a tiny bit, or warp it slightly for instability. You can layer a clean mid bass with a dirtier resampled layer underneath. That's a really strong old-school approach. One layer gives you note definition. The other gives you grime and attitude. You can also add a subtle noise or attack layer on top. Just a tiny click, a filtered noise burst, or a short percussive hit can help the bass cut through dense break drums. Keep it subtle, though. This is seasoning, not the main dish. Now treat session view like a performance tool. Loop your break. Launch the main bass clip. Bring in the variation clips every 4 or 8 bars. Mute and unmute layers. Ride the filter. Push the saturation a little in the build. Maybe throw in one delay on the last note of a phrase. You want to think like a performer, not a copy and paste technician. That live decision making is what gives the arrangement energy. Once the groove feels right, hit global record and perform your scene launches into arrangement view. Capture the clip changes, the filter sweeps, the effect moves, the mutes, the fills, the little transitions. Then go into arrangement view and clean it up. Tighten the launch points if needed, duplicate the best phrases, and shape the sections into a proper tune structure. A strong jungle arrangement often looks something like this. An intro with the break, some filtered bass hints, maybe atmosphere and little teaser hits. Then the first drop, with the full drum loop and main bass groove. Then a development section where you introduce a second phrase, or a more animated variation. Then a breakdown where you strip the bass back into texture, maybe with reverb tails, echoes, and chopped audio bits. Then a second drop where you bring the full energy back, maybe with a bigger fill or a more aggressive answer phrase. And finally an outro where you gradually remove the bass and leave the drums and atmos to breathe. For classic space and impact, use return effects carefully. A short reverb, a ping-pong delay on selected fill notes, or a bit of echo for dubby jungle tails can all work beautifully. But keep the main bass focused. In this style, effects are usually for transitions and accents, not constant wash. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the bass too sub-heavy. Mid-bass lives above the sub. If it sounds huge on headphones but disappears on a system, the mid layer may be carrying too much low end. Simplify and focus the groove. Second, don't overfill the rhythm. Old-school D&B feels powerful because of space. If the bass is constantly busy, the break loses impact. Third, don't distort first and EQ later as an afterthought. Distortion is great, but it creates mud and harshness too. Always shape after the dirt. Fourth, make sure each clip has a purpose. Groove, answer, tension, fill. If every clip does the same thing, the tune will feel flat. And fifth, always listen to the drums. The bass should react to the break, not just exist beside it. A few extra pro tips before we wrap up. If you want darker mood, lean on minor keys, modal movement, tritones, and chromatic approach notes. If you want more energy, push automation rather than writing a more complicated bass line. Sometimes one smart filter sweep does more than 20 extra notes. And if the track needs more attitude, resample aggressively. Print the bass, reverse tiny sections, repitch phrases, or slice and rearrange the strongest hits. That often gives you more character than endless synth tweaking. Here's a great practice challenge. Build an 8-bar jungle bass sketch with just one patch. Make 3 clips, main groove, variation, and fill. Automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, and one delay throw on the last note. Arrange it into 4 bars of groove, 2 bars of variation, 1 bar of fill, and 1 bar of stripped backspace. Keep it mostly in a minor scale. Leave room for the break to breathe. The goal is to make the bass feel like it's dancing with the drums, not fighting them. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass does not need to be huge to be powerful. It needs to be rhythmically precise, harmonically focused, and constantly evolving. Use session view to jam out ideas, use clip envelopes to add life, and use arrangement view to shape that energy into a full tune. That's the method. Now it's your turn to make a bass line that bounces, snarls, and hits like classic break science.